What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. All right, people, listen up. I have the most exciting news for you today. Strap on your seatbelt. If you're already driving, you better have your seatbelt on. For years, I would get this same request over and over again from people on DMs or emails asking me to be their personal coach. And as much as I would have loved to have been able to do that for all of you, it just was not possible for me. And that is why, drum roll, please. That's why I created the Gabby Coaching app. Boom, it's here. I can coach you. I can coach you anywhere, anytime, wherever you are in the world. All you have to do is open up your phone and you can get some Gabby. And my team and I are really excited. We're currently working on the very final stages of testing the Gabby Coaching app, and we're making sure that it's really ready, perfect, ready to go. And I'm letting you know on this little secret right now that the waitlist is open. So when you join the waitlist at deargabby.com/waitlist, you are going to be the first to know when the app is out, and you're going to have the opportunity to take advantage of the early member pricing. This is a price bracket that you will be locked into forever. It will not change, and it's only for early members. And so what's going to happen is you're going to have access to my most effective lessons and practices, and the practices that I personally used for years. And they're also going to include weekly coaching lessons, daily affirmations that are read by me, so you'll have audible affirmations, super beautiful meditations, journal prompts, and that's all what you get in your weekly coaching, plus access to 200 plus meditations and hundreds of hours of my workshops and motivational talks. And on top of all of that, every 3 months, you're going to get one of my quarterly challenges, so the manifesting challenge, the body love challenge, the relationship challenge, the meditation challenge. You get all of it. And I've just saved the best for last. There's a section in this app called Get Gabby, and it's a brand new feature. And this is where you can get access to my most effective meditations and exercises that are going to offer you immediate relief on the go. So if you're feeling activated or anxious, or you're struggling to make a big decision, or you can't fall asleep, you can just press a button and get Gabby. It's like having me on speed dial. So if you want to be eligible for the early member pricing, head over to deargabby.com/waitlist and get excited. There's so much more to come. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Today's show is, well, it's just a little bit different than usual. Recording Dear Gabby has been such an absolute joy for me, and it allows me to do so many things. And it's something that I'm really fortunate to be able to do and craft and be creative and plan these episodes and these topics in a really, really meaningful way. And whether I'm introducing you to someone that's amazing through my big talks, or I'm just diving deep with our Dear Gabby sessions, I am so proud to be able to share it. Each topic just motivates me. And so that's how I know it's motivating you. That's how I know. Because if it's moving me to tears and it's moving me on a core level, I know it's impacting you. And today's episode is compact. It is short, it's sweet, but it's important. It came about super spontaneously. I was in the studio with my producer, Josh, and our sound engineer, Wolf, and I had a really, really awesome recording. And we were just chatting, and I was just like, you know, I think that's it. I think I'm done. I don't have anything left in me. But then when we got talking, as we do, and we're still rolling, the audio recording is still on, we just started talking, and thankfully, we're still rolling. And Wolf just asked me this random question. He said, you know, I have all these internal voices. How can we change the script on those voices that play over and over in our head? And I was like, yeah, this is big talk. I like to jump into this stuff. And suddenly I was filled with this sense of renewed energy after recording for hours. So I let the recording continue to roll. And what came forth was a message I was definitely, definitely moved to share. It literally moved me, like I was channeling something coming through. And I was channeling something coming through. And I think partly because the idea that we all have the power to change our narrative, as I've said before, something we all need to hear. I think partly because we all know that we have the power within us to change our narrative. And this was a message I wanted to drive home in this beautiful, random, out of the blue episode. So in this episode, I talk about how we're oftentimes overcome by our internal stories. And I share some really practical tools that will allow you to just begin to write your own script, rewrite the narrative of your life. And I was just really going for it. And a lot came through. We talk a lot about manifesting and visualizing, and this episode's going to provide you with so many tools to support you in creating the life that you really want. And to quote my dear friend, Dr. Wayne Dyer, you'll see it when you believe it. And I'm really happy to share this one with you. Listen, take it in, practice, and let the changes and miracles begin. I once heard this teacher of A Course in Miracles share this story, and it was a metaphor, really, of how we're all kind of watching this movie, and we're sitting in this dark movie theater, and it's like the movie's doing some scary things. You're watching, and you're like, don't turn that corner, no, like freaking out, throwing popcorn at the screen, flipping out, don't turn the corner, it's too scary, it's too scary. And that movie is representative of our life. But what we forget most often is that we can actually walk back to the projector room and rewind and replay that movie. And so what I want to really remind you of is that you are the director of your life. You have the power to rewrite the script. You have the power to change that reel. You have the power to start over, start fresh. And what if your life could be like a blank sheet of paper? What if you could just start today and just open up your computer screen, blank sheet of paper, and rewrite the story? What would you write? What would come up for you? What would you say you wanted? What would you choose to see? How would you witness your experiences? I offer you this idea because so many of us live in the experience of the repetitive story over and over of our past, the stories of our history, the stories of our childhood. They repeat, they replay, they become repurposed. They become the fearful beliefs that we hold on to so closely. And in many ways, we rely on those fears to stay seemingly safe, and we perpetuate them and we replay them and we repurpose them and we project them from the past onto the present and onto the future. And we constantly live in this state, and that projection becomes our perception of our life. But what if we chose to change the projector, to change what we are projecting? What would happen if we chose to wake up and decide, I'm going to change my perspective? I'm going to choose to see this differently. I'm going to open up my conscious awareness to what's possible. Now, as I say that, there's probably a part of you that's like, no way, Gabby. I don't have any chance in hell of changing my story.
I'm the victim. My experiences were horrible. I've experienced so much trauma. How could I possibly even let that go? And I'm going to be really honest. I don't expect you to. I'm just offering you today spiritual solutions for perceiving your life through the lens of love rather than the lens of fear. Because no matter how hard our life has been, no matter how far down the journey of fear we have gone, no matter what traumatic events we have experienced, there is the possibility to see and experience life with more ease. Does that come without effort? Does that come without therapeutic support? Does that come without, at times, psychiatric support? Does that come at times? No, all of the above. But it's the choice that we have to make to change the projector screen.
Gut mania, people, gut mania, it is a thing. The gut health industry is really loud these days. And there's about 3.8 million posts on Instagram that are loud talking about gut health. And I'm really happy that this is something that's happening because something we need to be thinking about. We need to be caring for our gut. And today I'm here to break through all the noise and tell you about Seed, the daily symbiotic that supports digestive health and boosts immune function. I overhear conversations about probiotics and gut health and microbiome like all over the place. Yes, I live in like a heady world of wellness, but people are talking about it and there's a lot of confusion around it. You know, people are like, what is microbiome? What's happening to my gut? But with Seed, it's easy and convenient. And I can cut through all the chaos and just tell you this product is one that you're going to really want to trust. I take two capsules daily and I do it right before I have my coffee. I do it before I even have anything to drink because you want to take it on an empty stomach. And you're not going to get any old probiotic supplement. You want a scientifically validated, clinically studied next generation probiotic. And that is what Seed offers. And with their DS1 daily symbiotic, which is my jam, you're getting a plant-based probiotic and prebiotic with 24 clinically studied strains designed to promote diversity and harmony in your gut microbiome. If you've taken probiotics before and haven't felt any difference, it's probably because the one capsule isn't designed to survive in your stomach. But Seed is engineered differently. And Seed doesn't stop there. Their prebiotic compounds help fuel your probiotics. Seed is also committed to using only eco-friendly materials, delivering the DS1 daily symbiotic to you monthly in a sustainable package with reusable glass jars. Avoid gut mania and head to the trusted source of symbiotics. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code deargabby to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code deargabby. Trust me, your gut will thank you. I am a proud cat mom. I'm one of those people who collects cats. I love my kitties, but they are a little bit stinky at times. And that's why I'm obsessed with Pretty Litter's ultra absorbent crystals. They trap odor instantly. They literally, you can't smell the odor. And this is literally saving every relationship in my household. And their super light crystal base also minimizes the mess because your little babies like mine like to make a mess and there's no place that's off limits. And so Pretty Litter is a beautiful product that doesn't make you have your little kitty tracking the litter around the house. So if you have a cat, you know what I'm talking about. Plus these crystals, they last a month. So there's less scooping, there's fewer trips to the garbage, and who doesn't love that? But Pretty Litter is more than your average cat litter. It can help me detect what is going on with my cat's health. So get this, it's so cool. Pretty Litter changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness, like a urinary tract infection or a kidney issue. And this gives me really great peace of mind because I love my little babies and I want to make sure they're always feeling good. And what's really great is that Pretty Litter ships right to your door in a small, lightweight bag. So if you're a cat lover, and you want to keep your kitty litter smelling nice and clean, then this is it. Pretty Litter is for you. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/Gabby and use code Gabby to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/Gabby, code Gabby to save 20%. prettylitter.com/Gabby. Code Gabby. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So right here, right now, you might be listening and you're living in despair and you're living in trauma and you're living in the storyline of your past and you're repeating it and replaying it. And you press play today and boom, you're getting a Gabby kick in the ass. You're getting a spiritual adjustment. You're getting an opportunity to have a quantum shift. So right here, right now, take that area of your life or your whole life story, if it is, the belief systems that you've been carrying, the storylines that are holding you back, and put them in front of you. Maybe if you're not driving, just gently close your eyes. And envision there's a basket in front of you. And take this issue or these issues or the stories and beliefs and offer them up. One by one, drop each story in the basket. The story of suffering, the story of trauma, the story of pain, the story of lack, the story of inadequacy, the story of being unlovable. Whatever these stories are that we carry, we can drop them into this basket now. One by one, just release them, one at a time. Each story that you drop into that basket, visualize it now being transformed and transmuted. See it dissolving into a beautiful golden light. The energy of it is dissolving. The storyline is dissolving. The baggage that goes along with it is dissolving. The past is dissolving. The future is dissolving. And take a deep breath. And on the exhale, just let go. And see this basket now being carried away. It's being lifted by an angel. It's being carried out of sight. It's being moved away from your need to hold on to it. And it's being taken away from you now. This story doesn't have to be yours in this moment anymore. It can be let go. It can be released. It can be transformed and it can be transmuted. And we can do that through the visualization right here, right now, of this divine angel picking up that basket and taking it away. The basket's now filled with golden light. It's filled with love. It's filled with grace. It's filled with transformation. We ask now that all of these experiences from our past and all of the fears and the stories and the dramas and the beliefs that we're holding on to be transformed, that they be transmuted, that they be recycled, and that they come out as light and love. And in this experience of giving it away, just in this moment, breathe into the sensations in your body that you might be feeling right now. What does it feel like to let it go? What does it feel like to offer it up, to see it be transmuted? Sense into that feeling in your body. Where does that feeling exist? Is there a sensation of relief? Is there a sensation of peace? Is there fear? Are you still holding on to it? Where do you hold those sensations in your body? And check in right now. Maybe your eyes are still closed, just staying inward, focusing your attention inward. What does it feel like to, in this moment, let go and surrender it all?
I love to read, but I love audiobooks. And that's why I just put so much love and energy into reading my own. They're all read by me because I love listening to an audiobook, especially when it's read by the author. There are so many times when I just like to listen to that book when I'm walking or driving. And sometimes when I just want to relax a bit at home and just treat myself to some time in the bath, I will listen. And that's why I love to listen to Dipsy stories. They are like a passport to a world of sun-kissed adventures and unforgettable encounters. Dipsy is an app filled with hundreds of short, fun, sexy stories. They're designed by women for women. And they have this really beautiful way of bringing these stories to life in a really unique way that's immersive with soundscapes and characters. And they even use some top TikTok creators as the storytellers. So you can have this like fun, steamy listen. And I kid you not, some of their voices are literally beautiful and they kind of make you melt. And it's really great because new content is released every week. So there is always tons of new stuff that you can listen to. And of course, you can go back to your favorites again and again. And Dipsy has such a fun and sexy library of stories ready for you to just dive into, whether that story is about second chance romances or adventurous vacation flings or even hot and heavy hookups. But there are also super soothing sleep stories and wellness sessions that are also available to you. So let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, relax, unwind, explore your fantasies, maybe even get your partner into it too. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Gabby. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/Gabby. dipsystories.com/Gabby.
In that feeling right now, just offer yourself a moment of grace. Put your hand on your heart and put your other hand on your belly and just allow yourself to breathe deeply. Inhale completely. Exhale. Inhale deeply and exhale completely. Seeing in your mind's eye now this openness in your heart, visualize what that would look like for you. What does it feel like to have an open heart? What does it feel like to be free from that bondage of those stories and the past? What does it feel like inside of you? And what does it look like? Are there images? Are there any visuals that you see? Open your heart to what's possible right now. And in this heart-centered place, answer this question. What is the life that I want to create? Don't think, just answer it. What is the life that I want to create? What's your answer? Just throw it out there. Say it out loud. Write it down. Don't think. Just respond out loud or in a journal. What is it that you want to create? What is the life that you want to create? For me, boom, I want to create a life of complete ease. I want ease. That's what I want. And so retelling that story now from this place of having given it over and offering it up, and now from this clean, open-hearted place, let's ask for what we want and let's pray for it. Let's say, thank you, universe, for guiding me towards what it is that I desire. And then you insert what you want now. Say it with conviction. Say it with your heart. Say it with your openness. This moment of belief, this moment of grace, can be a turning point in your life. This moment right here, right now, listening to Dear Gabby, this moment of visualization, this moment of relief, this moment of allowing can be a complete attitudinal adjustment that can change the direction of your life if you choose for it. If you choose for it. So give it over, offer it up. For the rest of this day, I want you to just notice how you feel. Notice any sensations in your body. Notice any shifts in your energy. Just pay attention. Pay attention to the changes that occur. When we visualize our baggage and our stories being transformed and transmuted, and we ask for what we want will be given. Ask, and it is given. A beautiful message from Abraham Hicks. Ask and it is given. Clear away what you don't believe you are anymore. And open your heart to what's possible. You can create a new reality when you choose for it. That's not going to come without any personal growth or spiritual development or taking the messages from this podcast or getting into therapy or doing the work. That is part of this journey. We have to be willing to undergo whatever it takes to transform those inner belief systems that hold us back. But right here, right now, you have had the opportunity to give it over and to ask for something new and to claim that desire and to humbly say, show me where to go, what to do, what to say, and how I may create the reality that I desire now. Ride the momentum of this episode. Ride the momentum and the energy of this visualization. Listen to it daily. Come back to it again and again and again and use this exercise and this practice and this visual of letting go to be a spiritual guide to rewriting the script of your life. A spiritual path and a spiritual practice that is not what we were pulled aside and taught, but an opportunity to suspend your disbelief, let go, and allow. I really encourage you to come back to this episode over and over again. I encourage you to give yourself the opportunity to practice what's possible for you. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart to the grace that is available to you when you truly surrender. I can't wait to hear how this goes for you. Come back and leave me some comments in the reviews and just let me know how this supports you. Give yourself the chance to choose again. Today can be a quantum shift for you. Thank you for joining me today, Dear Gabby. I'm proud of you for listening all the way through.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.